They've only given us one passage from Romans 7, the last lines. But they're worth reflecting on. The I in that text is Adam, and therefore every one of us. You see, the translation's okay. I know that good does not dwell in me, that is in my flesh. Well, now, what is the flesh for him? You see, it's not just this stuff. You know, the body is the base of operations for the flesh. But the flesh is this innate drive towards self-aggrandizement, self-pleasure, self-imposition. It's a deep, twisted drive that finds its base of operations through the body. In a text we didn't look at in Romans 6, the only place Paul says this, you put to work death the deeds of the body. He always says deeds of the flesh, you know. There he says deeds of the body, trying to point out to us that the body is the base of operations, see, for this drive. And it's in everybody. And he's trying to say, this is the chapter, by the way, on law, chapter 7. We just skipped. Pew. I went to the end of 7. You'll have to read the rest of 7 yourself at home. And he's saying the law is good and holy, but it had one fatal flaw that God left there. It couldn't empower you to keep it. The law can tell you what to do, but it can't empower you to keep it. That's the new law. And the new law is the Holy Spirit. So we face the same conflict, but you see, we have the Holy Spirit to help us overcome the drive of the flesh, which is this drive toward self-aggrandizement, self-imposition, self, self, self. Where does that come from? Well, it comes from the disorder of our being ever since original sin. And then we soak it up from the culture. As the culture goes down, there's more flesh drive. Concupiscence of the eyes, concupiscence of the flesh, and the pride of life, right? So now, with flesh raging, you know, pride, anger, wealth, greed, pleasure, it incites, you know, I've forgotten exactly, I think Aquinas' word is, it's the culture of concupiscence. And there it is. Well, everybody's doing it, you know, yeah, they are. And whereas in a good society, or in a good family, you see, there's already an inhibition which needs help. Now, the last line of this says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, who will deliver me from this mortal body? Because as I say, the body is the place, the operation of all these aberrant emotions and the self-drive that animates them. To say nothing of temptations by Satan. But in a culture like ours, and these poor kids growing up in it, everywhere you look, there's anger, there's hubris, there's vengeance, there's power, there's sex, there's money. So every messed up drive that we've got is being enticed. And that's why we live in the mess we're in. But he said, you see, who will deliver me from this mortal body, this body of death? And then, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, but it means it's the answer to the to the question. It's Jesus Christ, our Lord, through His blessed Holy Spirit. But it's no joke. And it can get so perverted. People then get, are tortured or through this drive, which then engages our will. And we start willing evil. And that is a very dangerous situation. Because then we're more and more fixed in evil. Now it's not just the drives of our emotions and our body and our memory and all. It's our will. And so, now the point, you see, we're being, if you remember, we're in 1 to 4, talks about faith, and now we're talking about the power of God. So first, the power of God in chapter 5 talks about being freed from death. Through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death, right? We're freed from death. We're going to die, yes, but not forever. Because Jesus Christ died for us. He went through this death. And so now we're saved from everlasting death. 6, saved from sin. S, big S, drive. Found in the culture, in the, sin that Satan organizes this world to bring people down. And the less good laws we have, the less good government we have, laws are very important. Just think of all the laws of integration back in the 60s. They changed this country. The law did. See, the law is meant to be an instruction. This is the way you should live, not that way. And if you live that way, there'll be a punishment. And that, now we have, African-American people running for president, and that was unthinkable before that law. So law is a good thing, but it can only instruct. It cannot empower. So then when we get to the depth of our own individual being, what is going to overcome this? You see? So that's 6. 7 is freedom from law. That is the articulation of all that we can't do with no empowerment. Of course, empowerment. Look at Moses, Abraham, David even, saints. Helped by the grace of Christ, anticipated in their life. That's why when we finally figured out the Immaculate Conception, it wasn't such, Jeremiah lived by the grace of Christ. And so Mary was prevented from all sin, conceived without this drive we're talking about, through the anticipated merits of Christ. So then finally, after we're freedom from death, from sin and from law, that is, prescriptions without any empowerment, or some, but not. We finally come to the new law, which is chapter 8. And it's got to start tomorrow because we just ran out of space. Yeah. Those were the last lines of 7. Sure enough. Brothers and sisters, now is the messianic now. Now that God has become incarnate, walked among us, taught us, helped us, died for our sins and rose again to give us life. He died for our sins and rose for our justification. Justification comes from the resurrection. You see? Now this one starts. Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on. Tune in tomorrow, and we'll we'll finally get to the chapter that is the burden of the whole letter. I am not ashamed of the gospel, right? It is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe, Jew first, then Greek. So the gospel is the power of God. What does that mean? It means the Holy Spirit. Gospel isn't just words. That's law. It's a gift, a divine person living in us, moving us. In spiritual direction, you can kind of tell where somebody is by the way they talk about the Holy Spirit. Because as people mature, they're more moved by the Holy Spirit, which is to see the incredible grace of the renewal. To experience the Lord, you know, moving us to pray in tongues or to prophesy, you know. You get, that's a, what's that like? That's a little illustration of the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit to move our whole being through love to be saints. So, we finished with chapter 7, and we better go on.